Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
Kia ora te whānau, Tobias Tahi here. What a massive show today's one was, and you are here now tuned into the replay from the 5th of August, 24. Today's show had music from James Brown, Yellow Wolf, The Temptations, Shay Fu, Edward Starr, Tom McDonald, Fleetwood Mac, Dire Straits, Linkin Park, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and more. We don't have a full replay of my show up for permanent download, so to catch all of the music, make sure you catch the Truth Speaker show live and direct, 1 p.m. Monday, 1 p.m. Thursday, or 10 p.m. replay on both of those days, and again on the weekend. Check out our website www.realitycheck.radio for more information about the Truth Speaker show and all of the RCR shows.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want.
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged. I wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was born to upset you.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need
truth. Here, the truth is here. I want.
Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And we are back for your cycle-breaking, system-breaking, doom and gloom, Monday blues-shifting Truth Speaker music show. My name is, of course, Tobias Tahi, and this is RCR, Reality Check Radio. Today's show, being Monday, is the day we remove that negativity from your days. Shift away from that hamster wheel cycle feeling with some music that you won't hear on top 40 government-approved playlists. Music that you won't hear anywhere else. It is a good reminder that the complicity of people is not a new thing. If you tolerate this, then your children will be next. A lot of you listening did tolerate it all, unfortunately. And I mean zero disrespect here, but this is the Truth Speaker show. But the fact is, my generation are the children who are now next, because a lot of you guys who are generations older than I were complicit for the majority of your lives. So here's my generation now with an even bigger mess on our hands in order to not tolerate it, causing our children to be next. That's the reality of why we are in the mess we are in. Tolerance. But we are all here now working together to not tolerate and to clean up the mess, creating a generational bridge and unity to do so. Better late than never. But on the flip side, as much as the veil is lifting on the negative and the evils of humanity, it is also lifting on the positive. Remember, they both have to equally exist, and they both have always been equally existing. It's all what we choose to allow ourselves to consume and for us to feed off of. I've always said, be aware of the negative, be aware of the evils, change the negative, change the evils, but live in the positive and the beauty of life. Otherwise, you're feeding the negative, feeding the evil, and becoming it. In Woke Olympics news today, you will all be well aware of the 42nd boxing match between a man and a woman. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because that is exactly what it is. A man who failed to meet international boxing requirements to fight against women as little as last year, but this year is knocking women out in the Woke Olympics, well, at least trying to. I'm not going to elaborate more on that, because many others have already, but what this is doing, it's lifting the veil. It's bringing it to the attention of the general public. It's backfiring. It's having a reverse effect than their intended acceptance BS. People are over it. People are no longer afraid to speak up and say it is wrong, in fears of being labelled an anti-transgender bigot who isn't progressive and accepting of another's choices. Don't worry, bro, we accept your choices, but we are simply men who won't sit back and be silent when men want to punch women. Sports or not, you skirt-wearing cowards. The world is waking up. And on another positive note regarding this, Jake Paul, who you may or may not know, works closely with one of my good friends, has reached out to the female boxer to put her on one of his fight cards, and has also spoken out against this, in his words, woke agenda. She stands to make decent bank off of that fight with Jake Paul on one of his cards, and also to be thrusted into a larger spotlight than the Woke Olympics, which is all backfiring on itself with all of this BS it's pulling, and it is helping wake the world up. So keep going and keep standing up against it all, and keep creating space for others to stand up against this insane agenda, which hides behind acceptance. But the reality is, it is to create confusion within young boys who grow to not know their role in this world as a man, to be feminine, weak, easily controlled, which coincides with the chemicals in the food attacking their testosterone, mixed with extreme woke parents who have their doctor on standby for puberty blockers because little Sean wants to be little Sally. It's all to shape the future of men to be weak, easily controlled, detached from God, no family unit, which is what the system and establishment is afraid of, therefore having control over humanity and minimal concerns of men standing up and fighting back because they are no longer powerful, strong men. It's that deep and it's that important and much bigger than accepting people for their choices. I mean, I accept them, but they don't even accept themselves. I hope you have enjoyed today's playlist. If you haven't, then I don't think anything will please you. Remember to get your requests in, or if you make music and want me to give it a spin, get in touch. 2057 is the text, and the email is inbox@realitycheck.radio. This has been the Truth Speaker Music Show for RCR. My name is Tobias Tahi, and remember to love each other and never trust the government.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
We do this because we care for honesty. We care for the future of this country, of our children and generations to come. You know what? It's more important to be noisy than nice.
Rate bills in Southland this year talking 20% rate increases on 20% a couple of years ago. It's out of control. The redistribution machine is completely destroying the energy of productive people.
The problem we have today is that governments are pressured by mainstream media, big money, special interests, and international organisations. These organisations that seek to shape our society, to shape the way we live to suit their agenda. It's something we might call a compliance model.
We used to pay 50 cents for the Herald every day, and that's when we got the news we wanted. When you stopped paying for the news, the advertisers and the people behind the news organisations started paying for the news. So you can see that definite behavioural shift, which is whoever's paying you is what your messaging is going to be.
Some people out there enjoy the left and right division, the debate, the fighting. But I, for one, don't see that as a productive way forward in creating a future for our tamariki. You can argue until the cows come home, but people right now are so strong in their beliefs, so finding that common ground, that common overlap of left, right, woke, awake, is vital to any melting pot of a nation.
We're going through this information revolution. We've got the internet now, so all this information is there. And I always say to people, look, we went down there thinking that we were fighting for freedom. But the bigger picture on that is that they were really fighting to keep control of information. You know, that's what it's actually about. These controllers of information are losing control because information's become like water now. You know, you block it here, it'll pop up somewhere else.
They keep telling us that democracy is dying because of the media companies. But you know, they've sat there smugly telling us how to live our lives for, as far as I can remember, thinking they're the smartest people in the room, but they didn't see this coming.